Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass, that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Master, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Holy Father who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him? And he from within shall answer and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give to him as many as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door shall be opened. If a son shall ask for bread from any of you who is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will he instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a devil, and it was mute. And it came to pass when the devil had gone out, the mute spoke, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of Elohim cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of Elohim has come upon you. When a strong-armed man keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when one stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcome him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted, and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house where I came out. And when he comes, he finds it swept and garnished. Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he was speaking these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice, and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which nourished you. But he said, Yes, rather blessed are those who hear the word of Elohim and keep it. And when the people were assembled in crowds, he began to say, This is an evil generation, they seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth, to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, one greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, one greater than Jonah is here. No man when he has lit a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a basket, but on a candlestick, so that those who come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye, therefore when your eye is single, your whole body is also full of light, but when your eye is evil, your body is also full of darkness. Take heed therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. If your whole body therefore is full of light, having no dark part, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle gives you light. And as he was speaking, a certain Pharisee prayed him to dine with him, and he went in, and sat down to eat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the master said to him, Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and the platter clean, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did he who made that which is outside not make that which is inside also? But rather give those things which you have on the inside as alms, and behold, all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees! For you tithe mint, rue, and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of Elohim. These you ought to have done, and not to leave the others undone. Woe to you, Pharisees! For you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are as graves which are unseen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them. Then one of the lawyers answered, and said to him, Master, saying thus, you reproach us also. And he said, Woe to you also, you lawyers, for you load men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you! For you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear testimony that you allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore the wisdom of Elohim also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will slay and persecute. So that the blood of all the prophets, which has been shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias, who perished between the altar and the temple, truly I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers! For you have taken away the key of knowledge, you have not entered in yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering in. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to solicit him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something from his mouth, so that they might accuse him.